Haggai chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. This series allows us to relate the steps in giving of our tithes and offerings to the steps of sowing seeds in a garden. In the series, we have identified where to sow or give, followed by when, how, the actual sowing, and now the caring and nurturing of the plants, step 5. In our verse today, we find Haggai delivering a wake-up call from God. At this point, he reminds the Jewish nation that 15 years ago, God had given the Jews the assignment to finish the temple after he had delivered them from captivity. After all that time, they had built themselves nice houses with panels and siding, but built nothing for God. Simply put, they had misplaced their allegiance. They had fallen prey to giving little allegiance to God. Instead, they spent more time nurturing their physical health than their spiritual health. In parallel, I wonder if we sometimes do the same thing. You see, we too have been delivered from sin and death. The temple of God in our hearts needs our allegiance and our stewardship. God gave us the Great Commission centuries ago and instructed us to be stewards. Giving of our time, talent, and treasure to God and serving Him each day reveals the degree of our stewardship. Yet it struck me that when we give our tithes and offerings, do we stay around to help nurture the organization where our money is going? If not, are we guilty of drive-by tithing? Drive-by tithing is giving to God without connecting to God. A drive-by tithe may fill a need, but still leaves a void that requires a human touch. If our giving to God is connected to God, we seek to care and nurture within the area we give our gifts. Recognizing that we physically cannot go everywhere our tithes and offering goes, we can certainly make an effort to help nurture growth when it is possible. For instance, we can tithe toward the general funds of the church. The money does help, that's a given. Yet what else can we do to help the church achieve its ministry goals? Possibly we can multiply the gift by also giving our time and talent in a ministry at the church. The extra effort takes the tithe to a three-dimensional level, giving in 3T with our time, talent, and treasure is the ultimate goal. When we fail to care and nurture, weeds grow. Unlike plants which need care, fertilizer, and water, weeds sprout up without effort. In our spiritual lives, weeds can occur if we neglect to give God the glory for the gift we have planted, or we seek to raise our status by the size of our gift. Care and nurturing of our gift and our attitude towards our gift work hand in hand. As Haggai said, consider your ways. Consider praising God for using you to plant the gift. Consider what ministry to join which will help achieve the goals of your church. Consider and follow the will and ways of God. Give in 3T to nurture others so we do not produce shallow-rooted Christians who blow over during the first storm. Give in 3 dimensions, time, talent, and treasure, because God will show you favor for following His will. Thank you and God bless you.